USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is convinced the global economy is in better shape than some economists suggest and is confident the world's finance ministers have the tools to fend off a steep decline. We'll find out more today from Yellen at a news conference kicking off the annual spring meeting of the World Bank and International Monetary Fund in Washington, D.C. Another victim died overnight from a disgruntled employee returning to a Louisville, Kentucky bank yesterday morning and shooting it up. CEO of the bank says there are no words.
Jim Ryan is the CEO of Old National Bank, where five people were killed in a mass shooting Monday. He says there are no words to adequately describe the sadness. Ryan issued a statement Monday night asking for prayers for those affected, including the more than half dozen injured when a 25-year-old employee of the bank opened fire. Ryan said the bank's leadership team is in Louisville and will continue to provide support in the days ahead. I'm Skip Kelly.
There are new developments in the case of a teacher shot by a six-year-old student.
The mother of that six-year-old boy who shot his first-grade teacher in Virginia is now facing a felony and misdemeanor count. The criminal charges come after authorities announced the six-year-old would not face charges.
Prosecutors charged Lori Vallow Daybell and her husband Chad Daybell with multiple counts of conspiracy, murder, and grand theft in connection with the deaths of Vallow Daybell's two youngest children, 7-year-old JJ and big sister Tylee, who was last seen a few days before her 17th birthday in 2019. The trial continues today. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson has sworn in Mackenzie Lystrup as the new director of the Goddard Space Flight Center. She succeeds Acting Center Director Dave Mitchell, who has held the position since January and will be returning to his previous role as Chief Program Management Officer at NASA headquarters. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A major leak of classified U.S. documents that shaken Washington and exposed new details of its intelligence gathering may have started in a chat room on a social media platform popular with online gamers. It was held on the Discord platform, which hosts real-time voice, video, and text chats. A discussion originally created to talk about a range of topics turned to the war in Ukraine. That's when an unidentified poster shared documents that were allegedly information from the classified documents. Al Jaffe, the legendary Mad Magazine cartoonist, has died of organ failure at the age of 102. Jaffe, who worked freelance until he was 99, was responsible for the feature Spy vs. Spy and the Vietnam-era Hawks and Doves. After beginning his career working for Stan Lee of Marvel fame, Jaffe started cartooning for Mad Magazine in 1955. Although the COVID pandemic emergency officially ended yesterday, the Biden administration is spending $5 billion on a program to accelerate the development of next-generation COVID-19 vaccines and treatments.
Project NextGen will cut across government agencies and involve public and private collaborations with three primary goals. Develop a nasal vaccine that will hopefully prevent infection as well as severe disease, develop longer-lasting vaccines, and create broader vaccines that protect against all variants and several different coronaviruses. It will also include funding to develop more durable monoclonal antibodies resistant to new variants, according to the administration. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.